And we're back in the saddle again behind the beard, WNC. Around the table today, Carson Jones, Derek Green, and the Anderson boys, no relation, Lewis and Mike. Join me, Pat Pohl, for
a podcast. How do you know there's no relation? Have you done the 23andMe and I didn't know about it?
I'm not going to even go down that
road. The government told him when he was talking to him about it.
When he turned us in for maybe having COVID, I remember.
Yeah, so this is a perfect example of what we are, a group of friends, is that right, quote unquote, that complain when they care about one another and supporting your health, and then it's mocked for years to come after that.
Years. So
anyway, the podcast is done for our entertainment. We hope you're entertained too, but if you're not, then we know there's other options for you to go out there and listen. But what we like to talk about a lot of times is sports, high school sports, so mostly high school football. That's kind of winding down right now. But one thing, how about it, gentlemen? Bill Belichick going to North Carolina, potentially, right? Did you all see that?
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I know it takes your breath away.
But they went from one old coach to another. I love it.
I as a Carolina guy, the demands that he has put forth, I think that you can only be optimistic about it. There's a lot of people upset because of the requirements that he has, you know, asked for as far as like NIL money.
We're talking about money?
Yeah, money.
Big time money.
He's asked for big time money. And so they're right now the people inside of Carolina, there's half of them are like, you gotta make an investment because the returns will be far greater. And then there's half the people are like, we're not a football school. We don't need to make these type of, commitments, but I'm excited about it.
So Carson, if he does go and the school agrees to his 400-page manifesto,
what a 400 pages,
right?
That's
what the article said. Anyway, if that does happen, how long until Carolina's in the playoffs?
It's got to be next year, right?
No. 3 years.
3 years.
So how does a 79-year-old man relate to 18 to 22-year-olds?
His girlfriend's 18, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how he relates to him. I mean, his girlfriend just graduated.
I think so, yeah. I texted Carson and you guys this morning, and I said, I think I saw where Bill Belichick's girlfriend followed a bunch of Carolina pages on Instagram. So it's either a coincidence or
she's going to school there.
Yeah, she may be going to school there, so.
You know, but there's still this ring camera footage of Bill Belichick like stumbling out of a room, and I saw it on Twitter, and it's
wow.
Like this is gonna be coach out of one of the dorms, and it's just him stumbling off a porch in like a Cape Cod place in the morning.
I'm glad my ring camera isn't public, but go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I think that you've got to be excited. It's change. He's going to bring a lot of new faces. I did think something was interesting about the contract is that it guarantees that his son is the next head coach in waiting. And so that was, that wasn't a hurdle that Carolina was opposed against, because he's going to bring him. He's the DC at Washington now.
So, I mean, are you good with this? Because it wasn't a week ago. You sent us a text that said, somebody else was the head coach. You were 100% certain.
I'm sure that they made the call, and I'm sure they tried. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, Derek? Glenn Schumann is on everybody's watch list.
Yes.
I mean,
it's like Ben Johnson in the NFL.
Yeah, he's the hot guy that everybody wants. But yeah, his name is on every coaching search there, but yeah, I mean, if you get Bill Belichick, I think it brings instant credibility. And you listened to him on McAfee's show the other day. And
that interview.
He's recruiting right now for Carolina.
He's recruiting right now. And so. I can tell you, I saw something that said, you know how everybody thinks like Tom Brady's super organized about his next steps, about how much he thinks, things through. They said Bill Belichick's 500 times that. So it's like, I don't think he's going there if he doesn't think that it's like a situation where he could have success in.
I saw where he said he's going to turn it into an NFL type program.
Yeah. So one of the things in his contract was there is a paid position for a GM. So there's going to be a paid GM for Carolina football.
I think one of the cool things, all the coaches he's bringing in are NFL guys, right? I mean, so all these kids are going to be getting ready for the NFL for 4 years.
Well, Landon's like, you know, this guy, like some people are like, and Landon's my little brother, Carolina Law School. He's deep in the message boards. He's like, you know, there's a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know about this guy. And it's like, hell, he's playing against Josh Allen right now. So it's like, I mean, you know, the ACC don't have Josh Allen right now. They have Dabo Swinney, who doesn't want to use the NIL. And so really the ACC is a opportunity. I mean, it is, if you can pay for the most talent, you could probably get the most talent.
But Dabo did make the playoffs.
Yeah, as he the did. ACC champion.
Dabo's an excellent recruiter still. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
To a degree.
But I'll never say anything good about Dabo.
Not really, though. I mean, he finished behind Georgia Tech in recruiting this year.
Are we talking about 4A versus 2A here?
Wow.
What do you mean? Clemson's 4A?
Clemson would be like 2A. Alabama and SEC would be like 4A.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
No,
Alabama's not in the playoffs. Clemson is.
But it doesn't matter.
Tennessee's in.
I can't stand Texas. Dabo. I cannot stand Dabo. I was pulling for SMU. I was convinced of the conspiracy.
Yeah, so
the conspiracy was the ACC.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, so SMU comes in. They're going to get the hire. They're the conference champs.
They were already in.
Does the ACC make the call and say, hey, Clemson's winning this game. It needs to be close. You both get in. The ACC makes how many more millions of dollars?
$10 million more.
Do you think that call was made?
If you watch the game, unbiased people, Josh Pate, one of my favorite college football guys, and he's like, you can't watch the game and think that it was officiated, you know, without a bias. I mean, it was
so is it the teams call, and the officials? It's everybody that's
every
in on?
Call. I do think that they did not want a blowout.
No, I agree. The ACC did not want
a blowout. I think Dabo included did not want a blowout.
If it's $10 million, I mean, is there anyone that's really like, no, they didn't have this conversation before the game?
They 100% had the
absolutely
conversation.
They did.
I mean, what do you think, Derek?
I mean, you know, if I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on and say,
he just said Carson wears a tinfoil hat.
Why did they fix
the game? You know, potentially. You know, do I want to believe that happened? Yes, but do I think that it actually happened? No.
I'm not saying SMU was trying to lose. I do not think that anybody goes into the game trying to lose.
But they did some of the dumbest garbage I've ever seen.
That was insane.
Picking his helmet up, putting it back on, running down the field. I mean, you moron. Just go to the sideline.
He literally put his helmet back on in the middle of the play.
In the middle of the play.
And ran down the field. But no, we had some other big games. I think it's official that Texas has a Georgia problem.
Yes, for sure.
So
Texas played the weakest schedule in all of the SEC.
Yes.
And they lost to Georgia twice.
Well, and that's my thing. Is so for the SEC homers, Derek,
Pat,
hand up.
You know, everybody wants to talk about strength of schedule. Well, you know, who did Indiana play? Who did SMU play? Who did Texas play?
The common denominator between the three of them is they all played the bottom tier of their respective leagues.
Yep.
I mean, it was the bottom six for all three of them. And you know, everybody wants to talk about schedule disparity between the conferences. There's schedule disparity within the conference because Texas didn't beat a good team until they played Texas A&M. And you know, that's no fault of Texas because they scheduled Michigan, the defending national champions. And you don't think that they're going to sit there and go 6-6 or 7-5 or whatever it was that they
did. And that's my.
But they did beat a playoff team.
They did.
And that's kind of my thought with Indiana. It's like, you know, usually, if you play a Big Ten schedule, usually you'll have a decent game.
Somebody.
They didn't expect Washington to not be good. Michigan's ass. I mean, they just didn't expect all
of
these.
But that's the problem with these super conferences.
With 18 teams in your conference.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play everybody.
Well,
you have to take it back to smaller conferences where you play everybody in your conference.
Not going
to
happen.
It's
too much money.
But that's the only way to make it fair.
I think, you know, it's definitely not going to happen until we get rid of the NCAA.
Yes.
And then it's going to be an open field.
Well, when the college football, it's going to just be two mega conferences.
Exactly.
It's going to be a East, just like the AFC and the NFC. And you know, it's going that way.
So, Derek, what's your thoughts? I saw that Alabama was reconsidering their non-conference schedule, but Wasn't it in conference games they lost?
Well, see, that's the thing, and that's what pissed me off all weekend was everybody sitting here saying, well, you lost to Vanderbilt, you lost to Oklahoma. You're missing the point, people. You got to read for comprehension and understand what these people are trying to say. Oh, it's getting me hot under the collar, boys, I tell you.
The rest of the nation isn't as educated as him. Go ahead.
Hey, an Alabama education is a good one. But anyways, so it's the taking a chance of losing an out-of-conference game when you got to play the SEC anyway. Why would you take that chance to go play Ohio State, Florida State, respectively. Not this year, Lewis, but
maybe not a couple. Yeah.
But who was Alabama's big out of conference?
Well, we had Wisconsin this past
year.
Who's usually good, and that, and that, you know, these are scheduled
one,
8 years in
that's
advance.
That's a tough one.
You know, but we've
so
got,
that's my point.
There's a home and home with Notre Dame, a home and home with Ohio State, both playoff teams
coming
down
up
the road. Yeah, and so, you know, it's why do we even play those games if you're just going to judge me on my conference losses anyway?
That was Saban's argument.
Yeah, and it's a good one.
It is a good one. That is a good one. But what I would say is that's the new Alabama mindset. Nick Saban would have just played the best teams that he could have played and would have beat them. I think if Nick Saban honestly is asked, did who kept him out of the playoffs, you can't in week 11. You can't go to Oklahoma, who was 1-6 in the SEC,
I
and not
agree.
Score a touchdown.
First of all, if Saban's there, there's not the three losses.
Correct.
They don't lose to Vandy.
They're undisciplined. Is Ryan Williams leaving?
No, he's not. He got a script A tatted on his calf yesterday. So
tattoos mean everything.
He's staying. Well, Alabama did have a linebacker about 10 years ago that had an Auburn tattoo on his bicep.
Oh no!
I love
yeah,
that.
So there's that. But I think, you know, hand up, Alabama didn't deserve to. They kept themselves out of the playoff. The committee did not keep them out of the playoff. They did when they lost to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma.
So if Alabama plays SMU, who wins?
Alabama wins.
Alabama definitely
by
wins.
A lot, right?
Yes. Nah, I don't know.
The spread would be a lot.
The spread would be a lot, but I think it would be
I think it's a two, at least two touchdowns. I think it's two touchdowns.
It could be.
How many teams in the 12 does Alabama beat?
At least half.
I think the issue is, I don't have an issue with, you know, I don't have an issue with the 12-13 team. It's like, because it's going to be expanded again, and then soon we'll be arguing, oh, damn, it should have been Missouri, it should have been Iowa State. So
right.
When it is expanded to that, every time it gets expanded, there's going to be that you know, that
sure.
gap. I think the issue is the automatic bids, because
yes.
that tells you that every conference is the same, which is not.
It's not.
When
no,
Boise State was playing UNLV and they were playing for a 3 seed and a bye or to completely be left out of the tournament, that to me is where I think they should.
But the automatic is only the top four conferences.
But they get byes.
Yeah, but
plus the group of five.
No, you don't get a bye. Like the ACC champion didn't get a bye.
No, it's the
highest four rated.
The highest four rated champions. Conference champion. So you got the Power Four and the group of five. Whoever's rated the highest, the four rated highest rated out of those five gets the byes.
That's why Boise got a bye. Arizona State was ranked higher than Clemson, so they got the bye over Clemson.
Penn State, they drew the best.
Yeah, they did.
Out of everybody. And they lost. I mean, Oregon gets screwed. They got to play Tennessee or Ohio State in the
three
first round.
Favorites to win the college football playoff. Oregon has to go through all three of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a flawed system.
So if we're at the top four, like we are last year, who makes it? Who's the top four?
The top four is
Oregon.
You have Georgia. You have Penn State. And who is the...
Clemson?
Carson.
Wow.
No, they didn't even get a bye.
They were the ACC
Texas
champion.
Was five.
Texas was five.
So they would be four. Texas would
be four
because they were the five overall seed.
Yes.
And Boise State kicked them out of the...
So if we only had the top four, we would be talking about Boise State missing it.
Yep.
Alabama wouldn't even be in the conversation.
Nope.
No.
With three losses? Two losses.
Three
losses.
It would be Texas, Georgia, Ohio State and Oregon.
The Big Ten versus the
SEC. Not Ohio State. Would it be Penn State over Ohio State? If it was the four, if we were doing it last year, who are the four? Penn State is ranked higher than Ohio State.
Let me pull it up.
Ohio State would be left out.
The SEC people all want the entire SEC to be in the playoffs.
Yes, that's true.
And the rest of us should just fend for ourselves.
Let's just put 10 of them in there and then we'll throw in a couple of
things. Well, it is the elite conference. So.
Shit.
Jesus.
And it's, we really want to find out who the best team is. Seed the top four SEC teams, and we'll figure it out.
Oh, Pat.
Ole Miss was a top four.
Kentucky will never be in there.
They would have been there. And then who did Ole Miss lose to? I think they lost to Florida. Does anybody know what happened when Miami played Florida?
What happened?
I think Miami won by 50.
50. That's 5-0.
5-0. So I think by transitive property of winning, Miami would beat Ole Miss by 50, probably 57.
So how many teams does Miami beat in the 12, Carson?
Well, I think it's safe to say there are six teams that could win a national championship. I think there are six teams that are automatically eliminated.
So are you guaranteeing an SEC champion?
No.
No?
No. This is, with the NIL, I think this is the most parity college football has ever seen.
Absolutely.
I that's what I think. But, I mean, Penn State took Oregon, who has been the most consistent team as far as not losing a game all year. They took them to the wire, and Oregon made Penn State look like they had this unbelievable offense when Penn State's played a lot of teams and they've not been able to score 21 points.
I like Oregon, and I think they're going to do well. They do have a tough row to hoe, but if they can, I think they can still win it.
When they play in a dome, it's like, I don't know. That's a fun offense. It's like, yes. I just don't know who's going to keep them off. They scored 45 against Penn State, who I do think has a good defense. They scored 40 points against Ohio State, who I do think has a good defense. I think a big question is going to be, is Carson Beck healthy?
He's not.
I don't think he's healthy.
Didn't I see Tommy John surgery?
I think his UCL is damn. Is that out?
Yeah. Yeah. His UCL, something with his UCL.
So is he out?
For the first round, yeah.
Surely Georgia has a backup quarterback that can get it done.
Yeah. I mean, he's came the one in that and got his face blown off by that guy.
That wasn't insane.
Is that the one that got folded in half?
Yeah.
All right. So what'd you pull up there?
Yeah. So we got the top four is Oregon, Georgia, Texas and Penn State. So we would be having an argument: is Notre Dame at 11-1? Should they be in over Penn State?
No, because their loss is to Northern Illinois.
And who is their best win?
Texas A&M. First week, probably.
Yeah. Right. And Texas has that same win.
And then you got Indiana sitting there at 11-1, who lost to Ohio State. That's a better loss than Northern Illinois.
Yeah, so but they lost to Ohio State, who lost to Michigan, who's 6-6,
but beat Penn State.
Ugh. Jeez. All right. What else you got there?
And then, obviously, you got Tennessee sitting there as a two-loss SEC team as well.
That's so interesting.
That would be your top four.
So your top four, you'd have two Big Tens, two SECs.
Yep. Going at it.
Yeah. The SEC guys, like Derek would say, we need four SECs.
Yeah, for sure. How long is it until Alabama gets them to go beyond 12?
Next year. I saw next year where they're talking about going to 14.
Yeah.
When the committee guy, Ward Manuel, who...
he's a goober.
Yeah, goober. Good word for it, yeah.
He's a goober.
When he said, you know, we've got Alabama in the top 12, I was like, well, thanks. Appreciate it. Jack Wagon.
Did you see the selection committee photo and it was like, no beer, no wings.
I saw that. It was like, they can't trust them. I saw that same exact
there's
one.
There's not any good debate going on in that room.
Now, this is not sexist because there's women that know ball, but it's
when
like...
When we start talking about data points and
but
all this...
But when you watch that video of them, it's like, that just looked like a older, like... Oh, yeah. It looked like a 50-year reunion that was, like, not fun.
Yeah.
That looked like a Sunday afternoon nap watching golf. That's what that looked
like.
Pat's the only one who's been to a 50-year reunion.
Well, how was it?
And that was college.
Nice. Well, I'm so glad I brought up Bill Belichick and that opened up this whole conversation. That was great.
So still, back to Bill Belichick. As old as he is, you're good with him being the Carolina coach.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of worse options. I think that if Bill Belichick is the coach, that means that Carolina, in an uncomfortable way, committed – to
football. Derek, how do you feel about it? You're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a Carolina guy.
There are worse options, you know. Obviously, they could hire one of us to go up there and coach him. But
that would have been entertaining.
That would be fun.
So if Alabama said we're hiring Bill Belichick tomorrow, what would your thoughts be?
I wouldn't like it just because of the longevity issue. But at the same time, you know, if I'm Carolina, who's lagging behind in the football world. You know, hopefully it brings him up to par. You know, he's bringing in this manifesto like Lewis talked about that's 400 pages, and 200 of it is probably talking about how he's going to beat Dabo on special teams.
Dabo.
You know, he's bringing them back to relevance, and I think that's what Carolina wants is to be relevant in the national picture, and it's a coveted job. I mean, it really is.
I did not realize how, like, I was like, God, we're probably going to get the guy who just got fired from App State. We're going to get Clark.
that would be awesome.
You know, hearing Derek and then all these people, it's like, there was actually like interest from a lot of people in that job.
It's a big brand. You know, you got Michael Jordan sitting there. I mean,
Michael and Bill, you have the two goats.
Yeah, the potential at Carolina far outweighs any risk that you take by taking the job. And I think it could bring them to relevance in a couple years if it goes all to plan.
I think it would be amazing if they make the playoffs in a couple
Wouldn't it be
years.
Fun?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's just one of those. When you look at, if you're getting $25 million, it's like if you got somebody, he's going to hold the kids accountable. It's not going to be sunshine and rainbows. But
that's what they need. That's what they all want. And if they don't like it in a year, they'll move on somewhere else.
Well,
and then they'll move somewhere else. Yeah. And then they'll move somewhere else. And then they'll move somewhere else. Yeah. All they do is move around.
Yep.
You got it for 1 year.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Players,
but
you got it for 1 year.
But, you know, the Arizona State coach, he came out and he's kind of caught some news because he's letting his players.
Who are we talking about?
Arizona State's head coach, Kenny Dillingham. Yeah. So he is letting his players enter the portal now, continue to practice with the team, whatever they want to do. He said that there was a conversation, and a lot, you know, the players were like, you know, we're going to wait till after the college football playoff. And he's like, I don't think that's in your guys' best interest because I don't want you guys to miss out on a spot where you think you can go and have a larger role. And so I just think coaches that are embracing that, it's like, I don't know. That's somebody you would want to go play for because he's like actually cares about, he's like, you know, and they've got it. I mean, they're still going to be a part of the team. Not dietitian, you know, weight training, practice, all this stuff. And he's like, you know, that's my mentality. But some coaches aren't all like that.
It's a wild, wild west right now.
It is. They need contracts.
So is that what we do? We go to contracts?
I think you got to.
Yeah, you have to.
Because the UNLV quarterback four games in, was that who it was?
Yeah.
Yep. He quit four games in.
Yeah. Where's he at now? Anybody know?
He was good. In the portal still,
yeah,
right?
He's just entered the portal.
Just entered the portal.
But I guess he redshirted to save his next couple of years.
Because you can play up to four games and still hold your
We've not discussed this, and then we can move on. But if Ryan Day wins a national championship.
Okay. If not, he's probably getting fired.
But I don't think he's getting fired.
He's lost to Michigan 4 years in a row.
I don't, because of the schedule with the portal and stuff, I think it's tough if he gets fired because – he's going to miss the first round of the portal. But I don't know. I mean, that was a catastrophic loss. If things go south at home against Tennessee, don't you see the home crowd, Pat, like almost working against him?
Indeed.
Kirk Herbstreit, did you see what he said? He said he thinks it would be better for Ohio State to go on the road the first round.
Yeah, because they're wild.
Yeah, they're booed. Kirk Herbstreit also said Florida State should be in the final 12 because he didn't want to get booed again.
Yeah, he said everybody gets a trophy. He said Lewis Anderson, I want no death threats.
Wow.
He said I want Lewis to be happy. Did anybody see where Kirk Herbstreit's son committed?
Committed to Michigan. Only Michigan. Division One offer that
he had. He was an Ohio State quarterback. Kirk Herbstreit, Ohio State quarterback. I know you're not old enough to remember that. He had big shoulder pads and everything.
Dude, that's a 10 out of 10 trolling by Michigan. You know
it's the only Division One offer he had was to Michigan.
So he's not very good.
I mean, he's a great high school football player.
He's a three-star. I mean, he would probably be very good around here. What did you say?
He's not a Big Ten quarterback.
No. Well, but I'm excited, guys. I don't know. It's something,
this football playoff is going
to
be exciting.
It's something to talk about, and you know, every time you talk about it, you can go down a different rabbit hole. Anytime. It's sad, though, that football is coming to – we don't have a college football Saturday anymore. That's awful.
Well, it is.
We still got NFL. We're still going strong with them.
College basketball?
No, we are on to next season, Mike, in the NFL.
And now we're on.
Hold on a minute. What happened to the Bears this week?
Oh, yeah. The Bears.
Dude. Who did they lose to?
They even played football this week?
No. No, who did they lose to?
Did you guys see the yardage in the first half?
3-10 to 2.
To 2. The Bears are fantastic.
Wow.
And I saw something that's like, you know, why do we make the adjustments in the second half? Our offense looks so much better. And it's like, maybe because we're down by 30 and it's like the defense maybe isn't trying the same. It's like maybe their defense isn't prevent. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I just asked a bartender for a ball of ice and a little crown. He brought me a full glass, it's sweet tea.
I think it's a half gallon.
Yeah. Oh my! I didn't order the Bojangles large sweet tea. I mean,
that is with a little ice. Oh, but no, it'll be good.
It's wild.
We better get the yardage reporting in now. That's all I can say with that.
Watch out for those tickles.
Out for those tickles.
So what about last week? Anybody, any games stick out to you guys from last week we talked about?
I think it's clear that, was it Carson and Derek got the West Charlotte?
It was us. Yes.
Was it me?
Think it's West Charlotte. Listen, all I heard was how great Dudley's defense is, and then West Charlotte smokes them. I think Derek set me up.
You know, you got me a couple weeks ago saying, you know, hey, don't listen to the guy that's behind you, and then don't listen to the guy that's 10 games below 500 either. So it's like you gotta bob and weave and dodge those bets.
But Lewis saw West Charlotte with his own eyes, and you still picked against that?
Yeah.
Hickory is, I mean, Dudley, their defense was fantastic.
Exactly.
They played in the 1A conference.
Yeah, they played Mike, a team that scored 19 points.
So this is my thing with
points.
Mike. So Mike, being Christ School, is basically an SEC guy as far as high school because of their strength of schedule. Oh, yeah. It's always so high. Is that not right?
Yeah. We played the number two strength of schedule.
There it is.
So Mike is a strength of schedule guy, and that's like saying Asheville School is going to beat Christ School. It's like, that's not going to happen.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. It's not going to happen. So I don't know, but that's funny. I'm glad I made that comparison.
Pat and Mike, have you guys enjoyed watching this season unfold and the bromance that has developed
between
Carson and Derek?
The two young guys.
I mean, they have developed this bromance, and they're not even interactive on our text thread a lot, but they have their own.
They must text each other.
Well, they talk all day.
I will say, Mike complimented me. He said that my beard looks better than Lewis's.
It's fantastic. That's true. Your beard looks awesome.
Yeah, I love
Pat's
it.
Pat's not said one word about
Derek,
it.
Derek, can you make that happen?
It is a nice beard.
I cannot.
Is it because your jeans or because your wife won't let you?
It's my jeans.
I think it's
patchy.
Answer's yes.
It's patchy.
I would love to see Derek get patchy.
No, you don't.
Carson's beard, he looks like a real man now. He looks like he could be at least 35 years old.
I went to shave, and my wife was like, wait, what are you doing? I actually like it. I said, it only took 7 weeks for you to tell me that. 7 whole weeks. I didn't know
I've been saying it looks good since week one.
Yeah. You have been saying that. And Mike has given me confidence. And now I have passed Lewis.
So speaking of beards, Coach Pruitt. You guys see he shaved his beard.
Where did you keep the hair?
Did he
braid a little bit of it for you? Yeah.
You know for a fact that Mike's got a locket somewhere. He's got a crown bag full of Coach's
beard.
He does. He sent me a lock.
I have it locked away in the safe.
He's made a little crown pillow.
Oh, dude. Hey, speaking of, Matt, Coach of the Year.
Yes,
Coach Pruitt. So congratulations.
It had to be Coach Pruitt.
Yeah, for sure.
It did.
Fantastic job.
Yeah, he did. Fantastic year. Listen.
Would have been crazy if we could have seen the Asheville matchup and Asheville would have beat him. I'm saying if Asheville would have beat him, then Coach Radford would have been Coach of the Year.
You and Coach Radford.
No. Coach Pruitt, that's awesome. Congratulations.
I'm looking forward to what can they do next year? They got 5 new linemen.
My question is, does he start growing his beard back immediately? He's a beard guy,
sure,
right?
For sure.
He's definitely a beard guy.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But talk about shaving some years off your life. I mean,
he looked 20 years younger.
Yeah, he does look younger.
Yeah,
he's like a few
younger.
Years from retirement, but he looked like a brand new man.
Yeah, for sure. So, let's see. What else did we have last week? Mountain Heritage took care of business.
They took care of Murphy, no problem. Yeah, Lewis was there.
Yeah.
Lewis, tell us about the Mountain Heritage game.
Early on, Mountain Heritage dominated, took a 12-0 lead, and then Murphy come back. They did what no one thought they would do and actually passed the ball.
Wait, they throw the ball at 1A?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was allowed.
Murphy did that to drive down the field, and then they ran it in, and the game remained 12-8 for like 3 quarters after that. But eventually Mountain Harris pulled away. And my favorite part was the whole night they were announcing the Mount Airy game, because if Mount Airy lost,
yeah,
they get
Mount
the
Harris
host.
Gets a home game. Yeah
exactly. So
what about Mount Airy losing?
That's, I love it. I love that they lost.
Mount Derek, Airy, how many games have they won in a row?
Oh, it's a good many. It's in the 30s, I think. They had won.
They
know,
won a couple state championships.
Yeah, back-to-back state championships at least, maybe three.
Mount Airy and Reidsville both lost.
Yeah.
1A, 2A, I would say. Do you think those were the favorites, Derek?
I would say so.
So Mount Airy loses to Corbin Community School. It's a charter school. There was a thing passed this week do they want to put charter schools, and there's some private schools in the
public
NCHSAA. Yeah. Do they want to put those in a whole different division by themselves?
No. I think you leave them in.
I think, you know, I kind of discussed this a little bit on Twitter with some people, or excuse me, X.
I did see you going, yeah, I've read those.
But I think that they've got to go with a multiplier if they're going to keep them in the High School Athletic Association. I think the High School Athletic Association messed up in the beginning by letting them in because it's not fair. But you have to have some type of multiplier because those kids – they can come from wherever. Now, they're going to sit there and say, oh, we don't recruit, and we don't do this, and we don't do that. But they have an advantage because they don't have borders. So there's got to be some type of multiplier. Christ School gets the multiplier.
They have a multiplier.
In the independents. Yes. So what is it? It's
times two.
It's twice,
times
two. Yeah.
So if you're Charlotte Catholic, why aren't you playing in the NCISAA to begin with?
It's because they're a non-boarding parochial school. And they could get into
But there's also non-boarding schools in the NCISAA.
Right.
Why not just come over and play? There's no penalty. You can be competitive. It's good teams. You can be competitive. I don't understand why do you want to be in the NCHSAA? Why do you want to be there? Why? There's lots of schools in Charlotte. You can play them all. You can schedule anybody you want because, I mean, your conference games are three or four. Why do you want
to
be there?
Do you think it's easier to schedule if you're in the public?
I don't think so. Because if you're not, you schedule North Carolina, you schedule South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree.
You schedule anybody you want. You got three or four conference games that you have to play. You schedule anybody you want. And Charlotte Catholic is a good team every year.
How many conference games does Christ School have to play?
Three.
Three?
Raven Gap, Metrolina, Cannon School. Now, they still play...
So they choose to play Providence Day?
They choose to play Providence Day.
Okay.
They choose to play some of these
other
teams.
Why is it those three?
Because that's the Western Conference. Okay. And the Western Conference is us and those two teams. But in reality, in Charlotte, there's four or five. There's three on one street in Sardis Road in Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't understand. There's more, in my opinion, there's more money in the NCISAA for Charlotte Catholic. They'll play more games. They'll play better competition. They say it's patriarchal or school or whatever, and you can only go from so far, but they're a private school. A private school.
Yeah, and I think it would increase the legitimacy of the independent athletic association if those non-boarding parochials and those charters went and played football.
Are you familiar with Gibbons?
Cardinal Gibbons, yeah, in Raleigh.
Yeah.
So they also should
fantastic
play.
Fantastic.
So that's where future brother-in-law was running back there. And he was...
All-state, right?
Yeah,
the best running back of all time there.
he was good. I think he had like...
6,493 yards.
He had a lot of rushing yards and touchdowns.
What's his name?
I forgot. But anyways, he was explaining to me, I was like, you guys play in the public school? Because the big thing is his brother who played football at state, his brother won a state championship, Jack lost in the state championship. His name's Jack, dang it.
God, you already said it, Jack.
But
Jack,
I was like...
Jack is a super great guy.
I was like,
guy.
Explain to me, like, so you guys... He's like, oh, no, I mean, it's like $12,000 to go there. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why not play in the NCAA? So it's like,
I mean, imagine because of that, it's like their weight rooms and stuff, their coaches... Their coach is like a full. It's like Coach Walker at Christ School. It's like their coach isn't trying to teach somebody PE in second period.
So it's not those schools. The Charlotte Catholic, Cardinal Gibbons, those guys should be in the independents. The charter schools in 1A and 1A is what everybody complains about.
Yeah, it's not fair
because now they're not all that way. There's a charter school a mile from my house. They have no varsity sports.
Right.
But there are some that they bring in the players, and they're looking to compete. In 1A, it's a little easier. If you move up to 2A and 3A, it's a little bit harder. I mean, what do you do with them, Derek?
Yeah, I think you got to kick them. You got to either give them a multiplier, or you got to kick them out. Because it's obvious now that it's not fair. You know, with you're going to see them come back to their dominance with this split into the 8A. They're gonna dominate the lower levels You know, in the I say minor, but you know, basketball and cross country.
I was going to say it can't just be football that they would have success in.
No, I mean
you'd have to imagine they would be successful.
There was a 1A school a couple years ago, or gosh, it was many years ago, I guess now. But they won every women's basketball state championship in 1A. It was like Bishop. I want to say Bishop McGinnis, but
yeah,
I don't.
Bishop McGinnis. Yeah.
But they dominated, and it wasn't even close. It wasn't a fair fight, but everybody who was anybody around Bishop McGinnis, that's where they sent their girls to go play.
Sure. So I have found that if there's a fantastic player somewhere, other people want to be there because they can be seen by other colleges.
Yeah, you get a little boost with recruiting, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a guy or a dad tell me one time, he said, you know, the best thing for my son was playing against or with another guy who got drafted. So, I mean, it matters who you play against, and the more eyeballs you get to yourself, whether they're there to see you or not, the better off you are.
You know, we talk about Christ School a lot. I mean, we had a Caden Jones a couple of years ago. Of course, a lot of eyes on Caden. Everybody wanted to come to Christ School. He's in the Under Armour All-American game. He has a good showing. So people come. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they're looking for any advantage they can get.
If you build it, they will come.
So.
There you go.
It's a good movie quote.
That's, had to drop something.
Build a dream.
I haven't really brought really any value to this entire conversation.
I didn't even know Pat was on the podcast.
We're used to that.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask Pat something.
Yes.
Okay, Pat.
Go ahead.
So Carson. What you talk about, you know, if you build it, they will come. Have they come and gone from Reynolds? Is Reynolds still, are they still coming to Reynolds?
Yes. Well, I think Derek said it pretty well a couple weeks ago. What was the line? Reynolds does not.
They don't rebuild.
They don't rebuild, they reload. That's what it is. Yeah, of course they're going to be all right.
So without Max and without their quarterback.
He said, you heard it here first, Pat, so they're reloading.
And their offensive line that was questionable at best already.
What do they have?
Now graduating a few good guys off of it.
Yeah, they'll reload. All will be well. Hold on.
This is the best part about this is because we can all banter. Yes. We can all banter and give Pat a hard time.
Yes.
How confident are you in this? Are you willing to throw some greenbacks on this?
I'm always eager to entertain some extracurricular.
You are a addict. You are a degenerate.
I'm definitely.
Sure. I know a degenerate when I see one.
So
because
are
I am
you
one.
Thinking like an 8-win season next year?
I'm thinking they're going to do exactly what Coach Law's expectations are, which is win the conference in a very deep run in the playoffs.
Okay, so
they didn't win the conference this year.
Well, that's what one anomaly in the past. How many? I'm sorry,
but two
in the last
streak.
12 years. I don't even know how it is.
Can we go 7 wins?
I don't think we take the. I think we take the wins out. I want a conference championship.
Oh, conference championship.
Conference
championship.
So that's
you good
the
with
expectation.
That?
Listen, we're talking about conference. I mean, Irwin loses all their offensive line.
That's correct.
They have a fantastic quarterback. I've heard he may be going somewhere else.
Tuscola, right?
That's what I've heard.
That is crazy. I've heard numerous about he is going to go play for Crompton. I don't know. I mean, in hindsight, you go from passing 35, 40 times a game in a very high, prolific type of offense, and it's like, oh, let's go over to Tuscola, run the ball. I don't know.
So
that
in Tuscola, you're a throw and pass guy. You got to run the ball.
You're a throw and
you're
pass
a throw
guy?
And run the ball. You have to run the ball at Tuscola.
You talk about RPO?
The read option.
RPO. Yeah.
He's going to end up running the ball a lot. He's a big kid.
He's a big kid. I don't know. I don't think that Derek is way more of a football coach than me. Derek, tell me, if you go play for Crompton, do you automatically just get these looks?
No.
Okay. That's what
Unless
I thought.
Jed West didn't, I mean.
No, everybody nowhere. Just thinks that if you go play for him, it's like, oh, he's going to get you to Tennessee. I don't think that's how it works.
No, I don't
anymore.
Think
it's
how it works.
Not, it's not how it works.
But Jed was a pretty good quarterback. I was pretty impressed.
He was. Where did he go to college?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He didn't go anywhere big. He was a fantastic
He
guy.
Was a
high school quarterback. He
very
was good.
Good. Yeah.
Run, pass, he could do it all.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is this is what kind of pisses me off about today's day and age is nobody wants to be a good high school player anymore, and they're not okay with just being a good high school player.
Correct.
They all want that social media post where they say, oh, I'm committed to East West Northwest Tech. Congratulations, yeah. You know, and that's great for some people.
And there's
know?
Several kids we know that they put that on there.
Yeah,
they never go.
Never go.
Yeah,
never
or go. I mean, they go for a week and they're like, "Mommy and Daddy, I can't do it." But
call me crazy. I think a high school athletic. So I think a high school athletic director. And I mean, you can celebrate signing day. That's fine. And I'm not saying that a kid would want to do this, but you should celebrate when a kid graduates from a program for 4 years.
Yeah.
Any sport.
Because
I can name, and this is not just football this happens to. I can name all these other sports where all these kids growing up to, that, hey, I'm going to go play baseball here. Well, Derek, they don't make it to Christmas break. And they're not playing baseball in that program.
And that's the thing, too, is I think there's a ton of pressure from parents that the parents are living through their children now. And yeah. They want their kid to, you know, be put on this pedestal for everyone to sit here and look up at them as the shining example of a college athlete when they're just they're not one. And it's okay to not be one. It's okay to be a great high school player and go to college like a normal kid, or to go into a trade, or go to a community college. It's okay to be that way. And I think parents have these unrealistic expectations that their kid is just the best thing ever.
Pat, Brandon comes to you this Christmas break.
Yes.
Says, "Dad, I'm done. I'm not playing football anymore." What is your what conversation do you have with him at that point?
That's his decision, always has been. So as I know, long as he
you're
loves,
you're gonna talk to him about it. You're not gonna say,
"Oh no, we'll talk it out." He's got to love playing the game. I thought he articulated pretty well on the podcast the other day. If you're not absolutely in love with playing football, do not play in college because Amen. It is
a
full time job along with being a student. But yeah, if he decides that he's done and he's pulling the trigger, just make sure he's good with that decision and that he doesn't have any regrets of doing it. I only played 3 years, and that was my absolute die-hard passion. And I, at the end of my third year, I had damaged my body enough to say, you know what, I'm going to hang it up and finish out college and not get the full rip zipper cut surgery on my knee and go home with life.
I think a lot of parents have lost sight, and just from coaching different sports, and I'm not coach football, but just coaching different sports, it's, you know, they're so focused on, they don't understand the stuff that, like, even what Brandon was talking about. If it's not a job, if you don't, when you know, how many parents are like, "Hey, my son really wants to go play college baseball." It's like, I know your son don't want to go play college baseball because I see him every day. It's like, that's not good. That won't last a day anywhere because it's just unlike, you go to school for 3 hours a day, you do baseball for 9 hours a day. It's just, and it's the craziest concept. But when you're in that little, like, world, that's all you know. And it's like, and I knew I wasn't going to go play in the major leagues, but it still was like, I was in college to play baseball. It was like, I don't know what it was. Everything revolved around Christmas breaks. I'll never forget Coach Hilliard at Asheville High would open up his field, let me hit on it. And it was like, it was snow. North Buncombe doesn't have an indoor facility. Asheville High doesn't have an indoor facility. It's like, you can't go a month without touching a baseball. And it's like, I see why there's so many, and I think there's a lot of football talent as well down in the South, but, you know, baseball players, they go back home in South Florida. It's like, baseball in South Florida is different. You play baseball on Christmas. Baseball on Christmas Eve. But no, I thought Mike and Lewis have done great jobs with, you know, they've had a realistic output, you know, and I know this wasn't on the segment today, but, you know, they've had a very good positive outlook that I look up to as a dad, as far as letting their kids go into their senior year of, hey, let's get that commitment post. Let's get that commitment post. It's like, hey, let's enjoy every game, because you never, in football, you never know when it's going to be your last. I mean, hell, injuries happen. I mean, injuries happen like that in football.
Yep.
I think Mike said, I mean, Luke dislocated his finger. I mean, what a blessing that he played. He played football his whole life, and that was his most serious.
That was it.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, you can't beat that.
Now, one thing I will say about the sports and going on playing in the college level, football is a unique animal because, you know, baseball, basketball, golf, all of those sports are sports you can continue to play as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that you can play well, but I could go out and join the beer league and softball team and make a complete mockery of myself, but I could do that. There is no way.
They would put you in the four hole the first game.
That's fine. Maybe not the
second game.
But there is not a chance. I mean, by the time I got to 30, the idea of going out and playing in a tackle football game, I mean, there's absolutely no way.
Have you guys? It would only be you two. Have you guys seen the U-37 league or whatever? The under 37 league?
No, I haven't. But I remember, you know, kind of going off what Pat was saying is when they did the alumni games.
Oh yeah,
you remember
oh, yeah.
that? Was, oh, yeah. That was pretty crazy.
Oh. The Asheville Bears used to be a thing too, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It's
Grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
Yeah, sorry.
Chuma King, JoJo and Zion's dad played for him.
Did he really?
Yeah. What is that? What was it?
Oh, it's just like semi-professional. It's a really bad league. Like everyone that could have made it but didn't have grades or something, they're playing in it, and you're getting killed every week. We were at one game, and like someone got shot at the game.
So wow.
They played above McCormick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Memorial Stadium.
Anyway, the U-37. The boys have been trying to get me to join this U-37 and play this, and I'm like...
What is this?
It's just like straight-on tackle football up to like 37 years old.
Are you under 37?
I'm not. I'm 38. But they were trying to get me to join, and I'm like, guys, I watched a few videos. I'm like, there is no way in hell. I have to go to work on Monday. You should see these guys going after each other. I'm like, there is no possible way I would ever do that.
Carson,
would you consider playing another football game at your age? How old are you?
No, I'm 29, and there's no chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance. With my knee history.
Would you play a football game?
Pick up basketball. I mean, would you go?
I don't even want to play pickup basketball.
I was going to say, Christmas Eve, you want to go play pickup basketball?
I would rather die.
Yeah. I'll go play some basketball.
Hey, we're up at the Oakley Courts. Come on up.
Oh, wow. God. I can't hang up there.
It's fun.
That's too fast for me.
To Derek's point about the parents putting the pressure on the guys, I think that's certainly there. But if the kid's got a real love and really wants to go just play, there's a place somewhere in college for them to do that. Division III is competitive ball for sure, and you don't have to be a 3 or 5 star athlete and go do that. You can go and make a roster and probably get on the field at some point and have some fun. So
yeah, it's there if you want. And even the Division III and stuff, it's like you go there, it's like you're not having much of a social life. I mean, those people there, those coaches there still take it very, very serious. Yeah. And it's very, very competitive. Just like all things. That's why, you know, when you graduate, I know that if I owned a company, I would recruit athletes or students that showed that they could be within a program to have the team aspect that could make that, you know, that could show up to workouts at 6:30 in the morning. That's why I told Mike about Luke. It's like Luke in a way is going to college already. He's already been in a college type program with the study halls, with the weight rooms, with the nutrition stuff, with all this and that. You know, that's a shell shock for a lot of public school. A lot of public school kids.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And so, but no, it's interesting, and there's always something. But you know, parents, I do think parents, like Derek said, I'll echo. You know, parents, there's, you know, your kids, you gotta. It's not your dream anymore. I mean, I'd love Paxton swings left handed already. I'd love for Paxton to go. I mean, Juan Soto. Did anybody see his contract?
Makes like 750 over 15 years.
I mean, 15 years, 750.
What about Bobby Bonilla still getting paid?
Yeah. He's still getting paid.
That's where baseball's where the money's at.
Man.
And not the wear and tear on your body.
Yep.
No, but I'll tell you this. After watching football, and right now, has anybody seen Cooper DeJean on the Eagles?
Exciting.
He's a white defensive back from Iowa. And his highlight tape in high school basketball is unbelievable.
Dude's got some bounce.
And he's a white defensive back. Update, those aren't around a lot. And they've got this shirt made, and it's exciting white. And it's him. And I'm like, all I want Paxton to be is an exciting white, because that would be so electric. And then I see, like, the Georgia quarterback just get his face absolutely taken off. And I'm like, okay, you're not playing football.
Yeah.
And Paxton's like, no, Dad's play catch. And he's like trying to throw a spiral now.
He's
got to
play football. I've already got him in at Christ School.
Yeah, Paxton can play whatever he wants. But I wouldn't hate if he was like, hey, Dad, let's go play golf. Because it's like Pat said, it's like you can.
There's definitely no contact in golf.
You can definitely play golf for the rest of your life. And yes. I can tell you all the baseball swings in the day did not help my golf swing.
Mike, who's playing this weekend?
You guys want to talk about some high school?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get her done.
We got four games, guys. We're going to talk about the West region. Let's start in 4A. You guys good with that?
Yes. Yeah,
let's
do it.
So 4A, we have Weddington. Western North Carolina, very familiar with Weddington. They are the Western North Carolina Killers. They're 13-0. They're taking on Grimsley, who's 14-0. Weddington has an average 40 points a game while giving up 8. Last week, they beat East Forsyth 37-21. East Forsyth, a pretty good football team.
Oh, yeah.
Grimsley, 14-0 on the year. As on the average, 48-10 is their average score for the year. They beat Huff last week, 35-28. Last week, Mitchell Summers rushed it 30 times for 302 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Faison Brandon, 6 of 9, 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Guys, half his passes were touchdown passes. He's committed to Tennessee, and he's the Gatorade Player of the Year in North Carolina. He completes 75% of his passes. He has 30 touchdowns and 1 interception. Grimsley, as a team, rushes it for 253 yards a game. Whatever. I'm fine here. No stats for Weddington. They don't post any stats.
That's because they're smart.
If you look at the Simmons ratings, Grimsley, number 2. They beat number 1 last week. Weddington, number 4. Lewis, this is a pick'em. Who wins this game?
I'm going to go with the home field advantage. I'm going with Grimsley.
Derek?
Give me the MAC Crushers.
The Mountain Athletic Conference?
Yeah, the MAC Crushers. Give me the Weddington Warriors to go to the biggest stadium in North Carolina in high school sports.
So Grimsley has the biggest stadium?
It's either them or Scotland. I can't remember which one.
I've been to Scotland to play some golf.
Oh, yeah, they pack it out. Yeah, well, I mean, it's massive. It's where the East-West games play.
Yeah, I was there last year. It's a big stadium.
It's huge. But I think Weddington wins.
Carson?
Pat, who do you have?
No. Carson's up next. We're doing the rotation.
We know what you're doing.
We're doing the rotation.
All right, I'm gonna go with the quarterback here. I'm gonna go with Grimsley.
All right, Pat.
I'm walking with Derek on this one. It's gonna be Weddington.
Mike, you're gonna break the tie.
Well, let's
you wanna see. Be with me and Lewis?
Weddington just finds a way to win.
Yes.
They find a way to win. But Grimsley's got that quarterback. He's pretty good. He's going to Tennessee.
He's good.
He's elite.
I'm going Grimsley.
Okay. Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. You picked up a game there.
So next up, guys, we have West Charlotte. They're 11-2 overall. Hickory at Hickory, who's 14-0. West Charlotte, the number 12 team in the state, while Hickory's number 15. West Charlotte's beating people 41-7, while Hickory's beating people 52-16. I think Hickory's defense is
subpar.
They're suspect here.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, they've given up a lot of points.
The over may be the bet.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
So for West Charlotte, last week they beat Dudley 39-13. We all thought Dudley had a fantastic defense, except Carson, who said they didn't play anybody. Their quarterback Nichols was 14 of 17 for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns. While running back McLean rushes 74 yards for a touchdown, and their wide receiver K.D. Cotton, 6 catches for 91 yards. For Hickory, last week they beat North Lincoln 49-46. That's 2 close games in a row. They beat Crest the week before. Last week, quarterback Stuber had 250 yards. For the year, he has 250 yards a game, 38 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. They have no stats up for last week. Whatever. This is a pick 'em game. Carson, who you taking?
Yeah, I saw him with my own eyes. I'm going to go with him again. West Charlotte.
You saw West Charlotte with your own eyes. That's who you're taking.
That's who I'm taking.
Lewis?
I will be going with Hickory on this one. You got to beat the champs to be the champs.
As you look at Hickory, their defense is suspect. But they score how many ever they need to score.
No one stops them.
I think they could win this game 70-69. They're going to score enough points to win.
Of course. Of course. Earlier he said 97-96. Just remember that.
We were not on the air then. I'm going to take Hickory. Derek?
You know, defense wins championships. And I think this week is the week that West Charlotte gets one or two stops.
Let me share a stat with you. Hickory has given up the most points of any team in the playoffs at 16, while West Charlotte has given up the fewest at 7. So who you taking?
Give me West Charlotte.
West Charlotte. Pat, break the tie.
You know I'm dancing with Hickory. There's nobody beating Hickory.
Yep.
Yeah. It's...
Yep.
Pat only likes Hickory because they beat Reynolds 2 years ago.
That's the reason he picked Weddington as well.
Well, it's interesting. Lewis said you're not going to beat the champs till you dethrone them. He's never said that any time else about any. Yeah,
that's never come up with the Reynolds crew.
I love Hickory.
Never once come up with ACR.
That's never once come up in no. Fairview.
I got a little Hickory tattoo right here.
Nice.
Oh gosh.
So next up, the 2A game. This is the only game with a spread out of the four Western Conference championship games. Brevard 11-2 at Monroe 13-0. Monroe undefeated on the season while Brevard's 11-2. Brevard an 18.5-point underdog. Last week, Brevard beat Forest Hills 57-14, and they're led by the running back Braden Thompson, 134 yards games and 2 touchdowns. As a team last week, they rushed for 315 yards. Monroe, last week they beat Shelby 41-23. Their quarterback, Keegan Chambers, rushed for 10 carries, 144 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was 4 of 12 through the air for 135 and 2 touchdowns. So again, half his passes were touchdowns. Running back Zion Lindsay, 13 carries, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns. This game could be over by 8:15. Pat, who wins it?
I'm going to take Brevard and the points.
Brevard and does the Brevard win?
I'm not going to say they're going to win outright, but I do. I don't think they're going to get. I'm going to take the points.
Yeah, this game's not going to be over by 8:15 because Monroe's going to score and score often. I like Monroe to cover the 19 or the 18.5.
Man, this is a tough one. Overall, the Simmons ratings: Monroe number 20 in the state, Brevard number 97.
Oof. Yeah, I think there's a big talent gap between these two. And, you know, Brevard's hot. They're on a run. But yeah, Monroe, too much to handle.
So they beat the team that beat Reidsville, who everybody said was going to win.
Brevard did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you still think Monroe takes care of business?
I do.
Ugh, I'm taking Brevard. Carson?
Oh, goodness. This is tough because Brevard's hot.
They are hot.
They're hot. But, you know, when you said, you know, what were the state ratings again? You had
20 for Monroe, 97 for Brevard.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I just don't know. I'm going to go with Monroe. And I got them covering, winning by 3 touchdowns.
Wow. Lewis?
I feel like Brevard's going to get this done.
I think so.
Win outright.
I mean, Brevard. Oh,
nice.
Yep. Brevard's on fire right now.
Yeah.
They're going to run the football. They're going to play good defense. They're going to win this game.
Let's do it.
So one more game. 1A football. We got Corvian Community School, 14-0, at Mount Heritage, 12-0. The Simmons rating, 76 for Corvian, 72 for Mount Heritage. Corvian, average score for the year, 42-8. Mount Heritage, 44-10. Something about these teams left the playoffs, they score a lot of points and they win by a lot.
Yep.
So last week, Corvian beat Mount Airy, 14-7. They only had 158 yards of offense for the entire game. Normally, they like to run the football and they average for 230 yards a game. Mount Heritage, they also like to run the football.
Just a little bit.
They beat Murphy 26-8. Last week, quarterback Brandon Quinn had 25 carries, 154 yards, and a touchdown. Running back Lane Chandler, 17 carries, 186 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Carson's favorite player, Kaysen Jones, he had 71 yards rushing, 14 yards receiving, 34 kick return yards, 7 punt return yards, a 2-point conversion, a touchdown, and 8 tackles. That's the guy that holds the team together. He's the glue, right?
For sure.
With Corvian a community, are they going to have the Reidsville effect? You beat Reidsville, you lose the next week because you beat the number one team. Pat, what are you thinking?
Mountain Heritage, not even a question.
This is a pick 'em. I should have mentioned that. Carson?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mountain Heritage at home. traveling up to the mountains. Team after, it's that classic letdown spot. They probably expended a ton of energy.
Yes.
It's just kind of East Rutherford versus Reidsville. I got Mountain Heritage at home. I asked Lewis, I was like, are they just so much bigger and faster than Murphy? And he was like, no, they're just so technical with all their stunts. All their runs are so precise. They tackle. I think this game will be over the quickest, in my opinion.
One additional stat, they both played Mitchell. Corvian played them in the playoffs, beat them 42-6, while Mount Heritage beat them 54-14. So very similar. Derek, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm looking at the weather for Burnsville on Friday. It's
going to be cold. 30 to 48.
30 degrees.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
does it get 30 degrees in Charlotte?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So give me the Cougars.
I'm also thinking the Cougars. Lewis?
Yeah, I will do the Cougars as well.
Ooh.
Unanimous.
You ruined the that's okay. The sheet. That's okay.
Those guys are going to win it. If you guys watch this guy run, their running back is phenomenal. I can't remember the guy's name. He used to be on the Steelers. What was his running back? He would just hit a hole and just sit there and wait a second. And then
Le'Veon Bell.
That was it. Yeah. That's it. That's how this guy runs. He just sits there. His offensive line is amazing. They're not that big, but they're very technical. He just waits for a hole to open up, and he just runs. And he doesn't stop until he crosses the goal line. It's incredible.
Are we talking about the quarterback or the running back?
The running back. The running back is fantastic. Quarterback does a great job. I know his stats look better. The running back is that's the guy that does this thing.
Nice. Nice. So that's our four games.
Nice.
That was easy. That was easy.
It was. Pat, do you have a fun question?
I have a funny story I'm going to share with you guys.
Oh, gosh.
So Mary and I are hanging out one evening last week, and we're watching TV.
Who's Mary?
My wife.
Wait, you're married?
Yeah. Yeah, a long time. 29 years. Can you believe somebody put up with me for 29 years? It's crazy.
God bless her soul.
Amen. Anyway, we're watching TV, and we've run out of whatever show we were watching. So,
wait, were you binge watching the show?
I don't know what we were watching. One of the shows that we tend to record. It was probably either Survivor or The Floor. But
Survivor, what?
We watched every Survivor, all the way back to Richard Hatch.
It's a great show.
We're watching the latest one right now. Was it like season 48 or something?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's almost as old as I am.
Derek was on the original Survivor. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, good. So you're with Richard Hatch, were you?
Oh, no. But my sister is named after a Survivor contestant.
Which one?
Nalia.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're sitting there. We're finishing watching whatever it was. And then we've got to find something else to watch on television. So we have the YouTube TV, and Mary brings up the guide and starts scrolling through. Anyway, I get up and go around, start going over to the stove because I'm going to make us a little popcorn to hang out, watch whatever we're going to watch next. And getting all that out. And Mary goes scrolling through, and there's this title, really nice, sweet title that came on the scroll there is a holiday romantic movie that none of us had ever heard of.
Carson had probably already watched it.
Well, Mary,
if it's Hallmark, I've watched it.
Mary turned around and looked at me in the kitchen and said, Pat, would you call Carson and get his critic opinion on whatever show this was?
Carson's a Hallmark movie guy.
Indeed. And I just for think sure. That was awesome.
I watched one Hallmark.
No, you did.
That's not true. Yeah. That is not true.
You watch way more than
this
one.
This is crazy. So this is a trust tree right here. No one's listening but just us five.
Yeah.
But Whitney, the other day, we were like, we were all laying down, or we were all on the couch. Paxton just got out of the shower. And she's like, why don't we put a Christmas movie on? I was like, it's perfect. So we went to go put the Christmas movies on.
Don't make this mistake again.
She goes, oh, look, there's the Biltmore one.
That's awesome.
And I said, yes.
I'm sure you watched it again.
I said, holy crap, honey. I said, if you listen, you would know how much hell I've been given for watching that movie with you.
Can you listen.
I said, let's watch it again.
I need the facts, Carson. How many Hallmark movies have you watched?
I don't know.
There's a lot of them, right? At least 20?
I don't know.
Do they all end
It's
the same?
Way over there. It's way over there.
I was asking my grandmother's back home, and she was in the hospital for a while, and my mom, I was like, how's Dee Dee doing? She's like, she's okay. She said, I put her TV on Hallmark, and she's not changed it in 3 days. I said, that's a dream.
Carson would love that.
I said, oh God, I didn't gotta come stay with Dee Dee. Derek will learn soon, very, very soon, shows are about to come to a bitter end to you. I can't tell you the last time I've watched a show. And I used to be, when I was in college, when I got out of college, I was a show guy. I used to love all the Game of Thrones, I Met Your Mothers. I mean, all of those, Friends. I've watched them all. Mm. And then when you get, it's hard enough when, we're trying to watch football, and it's like Sunday night football. And he's like, I want to watch Mickey. I'm like, well, we're watching football. He's like, I don't want to watch football.
I'm sure you got a tablet or something for him, right?
I'm like, that's too damn bad. Whitney doesn't like when he uses the tablet. I'm like, why does he have a tablet then?
Yeah. If he can't use it, why does he have it?
I was like, oh my gosh. He's like, go play with his toy box. And I'm like, okay. So then now he's like, all right, Daddy, let's go play in the room. And so now we go play in the room. There's not a TV in his room. So I'm there watching. I've got the game on my phone because I've got some big fantasy matchups, which we've not talked about, but
I beat you and still miss the playoffs. That's baloney.
It is baloney, except for I score 200 points more. So the playoff matches are set. Me versus Derek, and then is it Pat versus Travis?
Pat versus Travis.
Pat versus Travis.
About 200.
But I beat you. Head to head.
You did beat me head to head. I think I beat you head to head earlier, so I think we're 1-1.
It's baloney.
It is baloney.
Derek, does your wife make you watch Hallmark movies?
No, she does not. No.
Would you tell us if she did?
No, I would not.
That's a wise man. That's smart.
Very smart.
Carson is too open sometimes.
Yeah.
Cheers too much.
I'm too open.
So tonight I noticed the Jimmy V Classic on Tennessee at Miami and Michigan and Arkansas. Should State be in the Jimmy V Classic every year? Just saying.
You would think that they should be in there.
Wouldn't you think State in the Jimmy V Classic?
That would be amazing. I think they should be.
Yeah, I think they...
You guys are idiots. All of you. You're all idiots.
I think they should, Mike. I agree. I don't know why they're not. But no, that's... Yeah, definitely. I think Arkansas is live, by the way. I think Arkansas could win that game.
I mean, I think Arkansas, they could probably...
I certainly said Arkansas.
Arkansas is a good team.
Arkansas, they're good.
Arkansas, okay. Arkansas is good.
We went off the rails. We're calling it.
All right. Let's wrap it up, gentlemen. Good show today.
Thanks for joining us this evening.